This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Northwestern researchers identify cause of neuron overfiring in ALS and design potential treatment. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikadze, MD-MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Researchers at the Les Turner ALS Center at Northwestern Medicine have identified a molecular mechanism underlying neuronal hyperexcitability in amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, and developed a novel compound designed to restore normal firing patterns in affected nerve cells. The discovery, which targets a fundamental disease process, represents a potential therapeutic avenue for slowing or halting disease progression in this uniformly fatal neurological disorder. Key takeaways: researchers identified the specific molecular cause of abnormal neuron firing in ALS cells. A new drug candidate was designed to block this overfiring mechanism. The finding could unlock a new therapeutic strategy for a disease with no cure. Work was conducted at the Specialized ALS Research Center at Northwestern Medicine. 100% lethality rate of ALS without effective disease-modifying treatment. Current approved therapies offer only modest survival extension. The ALS burden, limited treatment options and rapid progression, current approved medications and their clinical impact on disease course, median survival from diagnosis 2 to 5 years, patients with disease-modifying therapy access 25%, average life extension with riluzole 3 months. Source: ALS Association, 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News, Decoding the Overfiring Mechanism in ALS Neurons. ALS is characterized by progressive degeneration of motor neurons, nerve cells that control voluntary muscle movement. A hallmark of the disease is hyperexcitability, or excessive and abnormal electrical firing of these neurons, which contributes to their rapid death. Until now, the precise molecular drivers of this hyperexcitability have remained incompletely understood, limiting therapeutic development. The Northwestern team's investigation into this mechanism represents a significant step forward in understanding ALS pathophysiology at the molecular level. By identifying the specific biochemical pathway responsible for neuronal overfiring, the researchers have established a rational drug target, an approach that has proven successful in other neurodegenerative diseases, a drug candidate designed to restore neuronal balance. Beyond identifying the mechanism, the researchers proceeded to rational drug design, creating a novel compound intended to block the overfiring pathway and restore normal neuronal electrical activity. This type of targeted, mechanism-based approach is considered the gold standard in modern therapeutics and stands in contrast to earlier ALS treatments developed through empirical screening. The compound's design is grounded in the team's molecular findings, suggesting it may have improved specificity and tolerability compared to broader acting agents. However, the development pathway from laboratory demonstration to clinical use typically requires preclinical toxicology, pharmacokinetic studies, and eventually clinical trials, a process that typically spans several years. The identification of the neuronal hyperexcitability mechanism and the design of a drug to counteract it offer a rational, pathway-specific approach to ALS treatment, a departure from empirical drug development strategies. Research team, Les Turner ALS Center, Northwestern Medicine. The broader context: why this matters for ALS and neurodegenerative disease. ALS remains one of the most aggressive neurodegenerative diseases, with no cure and limited disease-modifying options. The ALS Association reports that approximately 5,000 people in the United States are newly diagnosed each year, and an estimated 16,000 Americans currently live with the disease. Existing treatments like riluzole and edaravone provide modest survival benefits, measured in months, not years, underscoring the urgent need for more effective interventions. This research from Northwestern exemplifies how fundamental mechanistic understanding can inform drug development. The approach aligns with broader efforts in neurodegenerative disease research to move beyond symptomatic management toward disease modification and prevention of neuronal loss. Similar mechanism-focused strategies have yielded breakthroughs in conditions such as spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, where targeted therapies have dramatically improved outcomes. What this means for patients, this research may eventually lead to a treatment that slows or halts ALS progression, potentially extending both survival and quality of life. However, clinical translation typically requires 5 to 10 years, and efficacy in humans remains to be established. For clinicians, understanding the neuronal hyperexcitability mechanism provides a new rationale for clinical trial design and may inform stratification of patients likely to respond to hyperexcitability targeting therapies. This could enable more precise, personalized treatment approaches. For policymakers, investment in mechanism-driven ALS research at specialized centers like Northwestern's demonstrates the value of sustained funding for rare disease research. Policymakers should consider continued support for translational studies that bridge basic science and clinical application. Frequently asked questions: what is neuronal hyperexcitability, and why does it occur in ALS? Neuronal hyperexcitability refers to abnormal, excessive electrical firing of nerve cells. In ALS, this occurs due to dysregulation of ion channels and neurotransmitter signaling, which causes motor neurons to depolarize too readily. This excessive activity accelerates neuronal death through excitotoxicity, a process in which prolonged calcium influx damages cellular structures. How long does it typically take for a new drug to move from laboratory discovery to patient availability? The drug development timeline from mechanism identification to regulatory approval typically spans 10 to 15 years and costs $2-3 billion. The process includes preclinical studies, 3 to 6 years, investigational new drug I application, phase 3 clinical trials, 4-8 years, regulatory review, and post-approval monitoring. For rare diseases like ALS, regulatory pathways such as fast track or breakthrough therapy designation may accelerate this timeline. Are there other drugs in development targeting neuronal excitability in ALS? Yes. Several compounds targeting ion channels and excitatory neurotransmission are in preclinical and clinical development. The field is increasingly focused on mechanism-based approaches rather than empirical screening, reflecting advances in understanding ALS molecular pathology. The Northwestern team's discovery represents a meaningful advance in ALS research, providing both mechanistic insight and a concrete therapeutic candidate. While the path from laboratory to clinic remains lengthy, this work exemplifies how targeted investigation of disease biology can yield rational, pathway-specific treatments, offering hope to the thousands of patients and families affected by this devastating disease each year. Source: researchers discover a cause of neuron excitability in ALS, suggesting a new potential treatment.